Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
Hey guys, brand new podcast, brand new Open Tabs. This is Open Tabs. My name is Burke Kreischer. Why do I do an intro every time? Just in case this is the first one you've ever seen. What I do is I leave all my tabs open through the week. We've got a plethora of tabs open this week on my Safari browser. This is brought to you by Safari Browser. Safari Browser is not a sponsor. I think I pulled my fucking hamstring running on my goddamn ISIS-loving Assault Fitness treadmill. Piece of this thing. What I do is I try to run 300 calories, as fast as I can run 300 calories. 300 calories technically is 3 miles, roughly. I think anyone will tell you that if 100 calories to burn a mile. So today, I didn't think I was going to beat my record. My record is under 30 minutes. My record is 30 minutes and 20 seconds. Today, I didn't think I was going to beat it, and then all of a sudden, I was like, wait, if I fucking sprint this last 20 seconds, I'm going to beat it. And at the last 20 seconds, I got hurt. My name is Burke Kreischer, and I am not smoking marijuana until we get these boys out of this motherfucking cave. I'm obsessed with... I take that back. I might smoke tonight, but after tonight, I am done. I take that back. Let's not make any promises we can't hold. I will say, I'm obsessed with these Thai boys in the cave. Have you been following this?
Uh-huh.
I'm obsessed. I got to be dead honest with you. I will be heartbroken if something bad happens to them. I think they're fine. I think they're going to be fine. I think this is going to be treacherous, to say the least. From what it sounds like, Navy SEALs are going in right now and teaching them to scuba dive because the rainy season's coming.
And it's not going well, from what I heard.
The scuba diving lessons?
Yeah, I guess they're not... They're not well enough to...
They're not well enough to scuba dive?
Yeah, I just read that a few minutes ago.
Fuck!
Yeah.
I have so many questions left unanswered.
I have a few, like,
what the fuck were they doing in a cave?
It's a soccer team, right?
Did the ball go in there? And he's like, come on, we'll all go get it. Like, why the fuck are they all in a cave? I don't mean to make light of this,
right?
What could be a horrible tragedy.
Field trip?
Who the fuck goes that deep into a cave where you're like, fuck? I'll tell you what this cuts back to. Flash flooding. We talked about flash flooding last podcast.
And cave diving.
And caving. Spelunking. Dude, I've been spelunking, and it gets out of control. But we weren't in soccer uniforms. We went spelunking in, I wrote this down. Hey, in that black book. No. Do you see a silver book over there?
Yeah.
Let me see that silver book. Tell me that silver book. Wow, that's a good throw.
I'm gifted.
This is where we went in New Zealand. We went caving in Cough Sneeping.
Mm-hmm.
Cough Sneeping? Kong Sneeping?
It sounds worse the more you say it.
Yeah. Anyway, this is all the stuff we did in New Zealand. Queenstown, Shotover Canyon. Did you ever see Shotover Canyon?
Huh.
Oh, this is fucking badass. Well, I don't mean to distract, but how did the boys get in the cave? That's what I want to know. They've got doctors in there. More rain is forecasted for this weekend. That's this coming weekend. And this is the horrific... Thank God. They're talking about keeping them until they're October? Oh, this is a picture of the cave. Okay, now... Here we go. They got into the entrance. Oh my God. They're 13,000 feet into this fucking cave.
What?
No, they're 2.5 miles in this cave.
Wow.
All right. To say the least, the coach should not coach anymore. He shouldn't be in charge of kids at all.
They've been there for 2 weeks, right?
They've been there for 2 weeks. These are fucking children in there.
And they're pumping oxygen down there, they're saying now, just to kind of keep them.
Bro, this is not... This is freaking me out. There could be, honestly, I'm not even joking, I could watch 24-hour coverage of them with the boys in the cave. This, I don't know if it tweaks something in me because I'm an older American and I remember baby Jessica. Do you remember baby Jessica when she fell in the well?
Nope.
Bro, this was baby Jessica in the well was like America watched. This is back when there were three channels. Let's see if we can find baby Jessica and then we'll talk about Scarlett Johansson's horrible role selections. Jesus Christ. I mean, fucking poor girl. Every role she takes, they fucking hate her. Did you see that?
Yeah. I dove in.
Scarlett Johansson, by the way, I have notes. I like Scarlett Johansson. I'm a fan of Scarlett Johansson's. I like her agent even more. It was like her rep said, please see Jared Leto and whatchamacallit for and contact their reps for comments. Baby Jessica. I don't want to get out of it. Hang on. I don't want to get out of this.
I got you.
The well thing.
She was rescued from a well as the world watches in 1987.
Dude, there were three channels on TV back then. Not really. I'm sure there were tons more. But technically, there were three you went to for news. And we all went around the TV and watched them rescue baby Jessica, who's got to be what? She's got to be like fucking 40 now? No, 38.
No.
I think she graduated with Tom Segura.
87 is 2017 now.
She's 17?
So she's 30.
She's 30?
Yeah.
These kids walked into the entrance, must have swam through some water, and then climbed. And it was probably funny shit. It's exploring. It's probably a thing that like a lot of tourists do. It's got to be. There's no way that they did this like they just went in for no reason at all. And then they got in, and I guess a rain came and flooded this one passage. Two passages, I guessed. 30 Navy SEALs. Man, Navy SEALs, there's a reason I watch it. What are you going to tell me?
Wow. 30?
30 Navy SEALs are down there. Navy SEALs are badass. Dude, fucking, if shit goes down, I want me a Navy SEAL or an Army Ranger. That sounds super homoerotic. Why will it take so long to rescue the trapped Thai soccer team? Well, they're trying to stop the water. That's number one. All right. The boys sound like they're in good spirits. We'll keep you posted. I'll be posting everything on Twitter about this. Let's get out of this. Let's get to Scarlett Joe. Scojo, what do we call her?
Scarjo, probably.
Scarbro. Ah, Scarbro. Yo, Scarbro. Just out of curiosity. Okay, if you don't know, Scarlett Johansson did Ghost in a Shell. Ghost on a Shell. And she got destroyed because that was an Asian character. Now, here's what I say. I always say this, okay? There are... did you see the transgendered
the people speaking out against
speaking
her?
Speaking
out? Oh yeah, I dove deep on them.
One was hot as fuck.
Yeah, I was showing my girlfriend. I was like, this.
Look at this. Two trans actors. Oh, trans. You can just call them trans.
Yeah.
I've been having a hard time figuring out, because if it's a guy.
Right.
If it's a guy that went to girl.
Transgender woman.
Are you sure?
I swear to you, I was there at the Kill Tony you just
oh,
did.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and she taught everybody.
Two trans actors. So those of you who don't know, Scarlett Johansson did Ghost in a Shell. That's supposed to be an Asian character, and she got slammed. It's called whitewashing. That's when they take cultural icons and give white people the roles. Now, I will always say this, okay? In Scarlett Johansson, not even in Scarlett Johansson's defense, in the directors, in the producers, in the guy who financed the movie's defense, if you've got $20 million and you're going to put in a movie, are you going to bring in a no-name and roll the dice and hope that America is ready to discover a star? Or do you bring in a star and go, let's make my money back, at least? If I put Scarlett Johansson in a role where she's playing a transgendered woman.
Man.
No. Thank God I'm not a grandpa. And I'm like, I just don't get this. I'm trying to learn.
Just keep learning. Don't shut down.
Okay, by the way, I will say this. I am definitely attracted to transgendered women.
Yeah.
They hit all the buttons that you want in a fucking... Like, everything that is the thing that I wanted as a chick, yeah. Those dudes right, dudes, mm-hmm. saw in women and wanted in their lives. They fucking, they are brand friendly. I will tell you that. Because these two are dudes. These were dudes. These two I'm talking about. Google. Lynsette is her name. Oh, this is what her publicist said. Scarlett Johansson's got a badass fucking publicist. Tell them they can be directed to Jeffrey Tambor, Jared Leto, and Felicity Huffman's rep for comments. It's so funny. They are going after Scarlett Johansson because she's supposed to be most of the woke, I guess. But this, I'll tell you this, Lynsette is beautiful. I don't give a fuck if she was a boy growing up. Lynsette is a noted cis actors are often praised for taking on trans roles. You pat yourself on the back with trophies and accolades for mimicking what we have lived. So twisted. That is kind of accurate. Not shitting on Skojo. What did we call her again?
Scarborough.
Not shitting on Scarborough, but that is kind of fucked up. Because I got pissed off when they had Sandy Duncan play Peter Pan. When I was a kid, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I've always got, and I'll take it even further. Like, anytime I see a guy putting on makeup, you know, like, I go, no. Put it on, find the guy that looks fucked up like that. Does that make sense?
Sure, yeah.
Fucking Drunk History's got, where the fuck are you, Drunk History? People don't even drink. You have them on your show. What about me? It's because I wouldn't sound like a lunatic. I'm telling you, man.
You would die.
Sensate actor Clayton. Actors who are trans never even get to audition for anything other than roles of trans characters. And this is a trans character role. They should. I wonder if they read. Skojo is going to fucking destroy it. She's going to do a great job. It's a really interesting story. You know what the story's about, right?
Huh.
This guy that ran Rubbin' Tugs in Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Guy. Right?
Uh-huh.
Hold on. It was born a woman, trans into a dude.
Uh-huh. Transgender male.
Trans dude. Transgendered male.
Yeah.
And Skojo's going to play a transgendered male.
Yeah.
Which.
I want to see her as a guy.
Pete Davidson is fucking blowing up. I hope we don't lose him. This has got to be confusing as shit this time in his life. I hope I don't lose Pete Davidson to fucking this crazy world. Did you see he's dyed his hair white and he's wearing a mask walking around New York?
Oh,
boy. Dude, he's married. Look at this. Oh, look at Pete. Let's see if I can, I can't expand that. Fuck, never mind. All right, I'm on your team, Pete. I got your back. No bad words will ever be said. Even if you do go off the fucking rails, I still got your back. The girl that scaled the Statue of Liberty only got 10 feet off the ground.
Yeah, she got to the base.
Ugh, I could do that.
The raccoon freaking got all the way to the top.
That's a little different.
What do you? I don't.
I mean, a bird's gotten to the because a raccoon.
I'm not connecting that.
A fucking animal. They don't have any fear of heights. They're just like, the fuck, keep going. It's a human. She got 15 feet off the base and was like, fuck this.
Still got the press of the raccoon, though, so she wins.
She did not get the press of the raccoon. She got 15 feet off the fucking ground. It looked scary in the tight shot, but when they widened out, the guy had a ladder like, come on, honey.
A step stool. Just kind of step on down.
If you protest, you got to go higher than 15 feet. They just taller than a basketball rim.
She was number two trending on Twitter, though, so, I mean.
Well, I bet I could get higher. I bet I could get higher. Sony is genius. Sony accidentally leaked. I haven't played one video yet. I'm getting to it, guys. I'm getting to it. You want to get to a video right now? All right. I'm obsessed with Backroom Casting Couch. Have you ever heard of it?
Is that the porn?
Oh, yeah. Guy sounds like Jon Favreau. He's got a hernia. He sometimes is overweight. He's sometimes on steroids. He's got an all right dick, not too big, not too small. I sincerely hope he hears this. What he does is he sets up auditions. I'm guessing in Phoenix. I've watched so many of them. I'm pretty sure we're operating just outside Scottsdale. And the girls come in, and the best part, and he says, you know, is a modeling audition. You're very beautiful. You're really hot. Do you have a boyfriend? All right, now you got to suck my cock. That's how quick he goes. And I watch it for the moment where he says, now you got to suck my cock, because I don't believe anyone's that good of an actor. I think he really is saying that. He's probably editing something out where he goes, hey, just so you know, this is how I do this. This is what this is. If you want to, I've always wondered about it. Well, I'm going online the other day, I'm flipping through, and I find backroom casting couch walkouts. Now, as a fan of the show, we're cutting to these, and I'm going to see if this is real or fake. Because if these are the real backroom casting couch walkouts, I will buy the DVD, okay? I will buy the series. By the way, Noah Kapp hit me up. Not hit me up, but was online. Did you see that?
He did.
He was online. He's like, someone's like, I could watch Bert talk about every episode of, whatchamacallit. Kind of and elite. Noah Kapp was like, me too. I was like, oh, I don't know if you want to see it. Noah Kapp. All right, backroom casting couch. Here we go. Here we go. On the phone, Sarah. Let's see what Sarah has to say. On the phone, Sarah. Maybe if you hit play, big boy. Interview fail. I hate the way the word fail's been co-opted into everything. Epic fail.
Mm-hmm.
Cattle auction fail. I did it a couple times. All right.
Sarah coming in. She's 26 years old. From her pictures, she looks a little younger, so we'll see.
This sounds like him.
She said she...
although, this looks like the couch, although usually the couch is on the other side. Couch is on the left, door is on the right. I've never seen this setup. Usually desk and table, unless he flipped it. You know the way sometimes Insta Stories does that?
Just about anything.
And you're like, oh, I'm driving a car in England.
And wants to make money in the business. So.
I can tell by his spiel if it's real. And by the way, if he is doing, if this is an actor doing this, this is fucking brilliant. Come on, B-man.
I'm always tell the girls, just give me a call when you get to the front door and I'll take it from there.
This is his voice. I need to see him naked.
There she is. Sarah. Yeah, come on in. There's two doors. Just come on into the second one. You don't have to
knock. Yep, this is real. This is fucking real.
Yeah?
This is real. I've heard him talk to the girls on the phone like this. There's two doors. You just come in. Just don't even worry about this. Next, just come on in the second one. But yeah.
Or anything like that.
All right, let's get to Sarah.
There. I like that. Real quick, I'm just going to record the video interview. It's what I do is I take the video and I send it to producers only. If they like you, they're going to hire you, and you'll make $1,000 to $5,000 a day.
Okay.
All right. You're here to be an adult actress?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you tell me why?
I recently got into escorting and...
She's an escort. By the way, Sarah, your picture's all over. It's just as bad that you fucked the guy. You just told everyone you're a prostitute. So you might as well fuck the guy. I don't know what you're... Let's get to the fail part.
Like this.
I could indeed.
Yeah.
I have confidence.
Good.
1,000 to 5,000 a day.
Right.
Do you get cash on hand that day when you show up for the job?
You do. Something like this, like with this pre-job interview... we don't pay today. You'll get paid in about 3 weeks once you actually start booking work.
Wait a second. I don't get paid today?
No. That's how it works in the industry. You've seen the actual product, an adult video, right?
Yes.
Okay. This is the behind-the-scenes stuff that nobody gets to see.
Doesn't he sound like Jon Favreau?
Yeah, I could hear that.
I think it's Jon Favreau. I really think it's Jon Favreau when he does this on the side, because he's like gets so overwhelmed with producing Spider-Man or his big movie, whatever he produces. I don't fucking know.
The Jungle Book.
It's going to be used to get me jobs. I want to get paid today.
Okay, I understand.
Sarah fucks for money,
who did you
son.
Talk to before you came here?
I don't remember her name.
Okay. Maybe she didn't go over too well.
Walk out, Sarah.
It's entirely up to you. You're free to go, or you can sit here and make $1,000 to $5,000 a day. All you need is just my guidance.
Yes, I've never seen this gay guy shit that shot down.
I can help you make the money. I don't know anybody else in the state that can.
Oh, really?
But you're saying I don't get paid for any of the videos shot today? Then
yeah, this is just a pre-shoot. It's a demo tape. I mean, usually like people pay to make a demo tape, and you're not
Yeah, but pain.
This is on the other side of the cookie. Right. I'm not interested in sending photos and identification off to people if I'm not getting paid to take that risk.
Okay, I understand.
It's not
for everybody, and I don't want to steer you in that direction if that's not something you want to feel comfortable with.
I'm going to show this to my daughters and say, this is how it goes down. I'm not going to say it's a horrible idea. I'm not going to be like, you need to get paid if you fuck that day. But Sarah's like, wait, hold on. More girls should be like this. I'm going to need you to suck my cock. Hold on, wait. Am I getting paid today? No, in 3 weeks. Hold on. Why in 3 weeks? Who made up 3 weeks? What? When you start booking jobs. So I'm fucking you for free. Oh, Jon Favreau, you've been found out. Walk out, Sarah.
I'm sorry there was a miscommunication. But,
yeah, forget it. I do appreciate your time. Hey, but
I'm sorry.
I'm out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Fuck yeah, Sarah! Oh, please. That'd be great if he's like, fucking bitch.
And them all.
Show your face.
Can't win them all. And again, sometimes I don't want to.
Oh, you want to? Oh,
shut up.
Shut up, Jon Favreau. You're such a fucking liar.
Didn't want to fuck her anyways.
I'll go back to making Jungle Book. Have you seen this chick sign language hip hop songs?
No.
Oh, it's fucking amazing. Watch her in the corner.
This is the native Vermonter interpreting a Wu-Tang Clan song in sign language. The video has more than 300,000 hits on YouTube.
I didn't have any concept that anyone was like filming us. So when it came out, it was...
Deaf people talk with their hands. I'm going to let that sit for a second. Someone want to meme that up and put it on a fucking shirt? Deaf people talk with their hands. What I meant to say is people who speak in sign language, when you do talk to them, they do use their hands a lot.
Motherfucker. I was really shocked.
Watch her. Just getting down.
Her Bonnaroo Music Festival performance was far from impromptu.
And it took about 50 hours of preparation to learn about their music, study where they came from, what period of time that they wrote the song.
This interviewer is a horrible interviewer. First questions to this lady, Sarah. I don't know if her name's Sarah as well. How do you say the N-word in sign language? She just points to them. There's no...
Just random people in the audience.
What did she do? How do you? I'm sure there's a way. You can't. There's no way they have the N-word in sign language. There's no way they have the N-word in sign language, right?
I bet they do.
What? No. Well, I guess if you think about it, sign language. See when sign language was invented. We'll get out of this chick's video. It's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome that this chick goes through and learns all the lyrics. You got to see her do Eminem. She did Eminem, and it was fucking mind-blowing.
If they were referencing a specific event.
Wu-Tang is also hardly Maniati's first gig. She signed for Fish, Marilyn Manson, and Bruce Springsteen, to name a few, over the last 10 years.
This chick is badass.
But since her viral debut, the schedule's been filling up.
I just love it. So I'm on a plane every other week doing something.
See, she's talking with her hands. That's what I meant.
Burlington High School grad says she loves her job because it's fun and because it brings the magic of music to an audience.
This
that
chick
can't
is awesome.
She memorizes their sets.
She memorizes their songs.
That's hard.
In sign language. That's and amazing. Then raps them with them. You should see her do Eminem. What's her name? Former Vermonter. All right, let's get out of here. What's sign language? When was that invented?
When was sign language invented?
Yeah. Probably right around the same time deaf people were invented. It's got to be hand in hand, right? They didn't just have people that just didn't talk in the corner of the cave. I'm sure they were like, don't worry, I got this. I got a video of... you're worse than... Why don't you have your computer... Oh, you're recording something.
Yeah.
Sign language. You ready? I'll pull it up.
1620.
Okay, so they definitely have the N-word. It was during slavery.
Well, from what I saw, they just use N, the letter N.
I am not typing the N-word. What? I'm not typing the N-word in my bustle, ScarJo. Let's get out of here. Hope Solo thinks white kids are the only kids playing soccer. Hope Solo's hot. I saw naked pictures of her. You ever seen naked pictures of Hope Solo?
Mm-mm.
She's pretty hot. Netflix, I was watching the set lists, the set stand-ups. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
What is it called?
Yeah, the new one that just came out with Taylor.
Oh my God. Now, what's that, Miracle?
This moment, right now.
Stop, stop, stop. I don't need to hear you. No, Nanette. Did you watch Nanette?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty good. We talked about it with Nikki Glaser. I'm getting out of here. Fuck, I can't watch this. I'm getting out of Netflix. Sony Video, Sony Movies accidentally uploaded the entire movie Kylie the Killer to YouTube. They meant to upload the, how come I can't, they meant to, let's look at, so I wanted to watch the trailer. So they uploaded the whole movie to YouTube on accident. Accident, for real?
Yeah.
Or is this a publicity stunt?
Of course it is.
It's a publicity stunt. It's genius. Oops. It's genius. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I fucking love it.
You know how many steps it takes to upload a video alone, let alone...
Hey, this is taking 7 hours. Is there, are we doing the right one?
Where were they supposed to send it? Like, somebody had the movie, right? And they're supposed to send it somewhere, apparently.
Let's watch the... I don't know what... All I know is that they uploaded the whole movie. I'd never even heard of the movie, and now I'm interested. So, hey, dude at Sony, fucking good on you, brother. You're fucking hitting home runs. Here we go. This is the video, the trailer.
Grandma always said I was a good kid.
Oh, whoa.
Every day was Dia de los Muertos. Kill or be killed.
I'm getting the fuck out of this business. Be a chef.
Are you good?
Yes.
You fucking promised me! You promised me, Kylie!
This is just my luck. I get jacked by Justin fucking Bieber.
The cartel found out and they weren't about to let me off the hook.
Get in the car. Fuck up.
You didn't do your job, Kylie. You don't want to get our hands dirty.
You sure about this?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Don't fuck this up.
When I left the gang and went solo, I became isolated. Just me out there, alone, killing motherfuckers. And hoping that I didn't get killed.
It looks interesting. I wish Scarlett Johansson had been cast to play the lead, though. I think it would have been much more... By the way, I'm going to write real close to selling the movie, The Machine, as a movie, real close. And I think we're going to get Scarlett Johansson to play me.
That's awesome.
I think it's awesome.
I'll do the uploading.
I would. By the way, I'm going to embrace this. I'm going to lean into it. I like Scarlett Johansson doing fucking everything. She's an amazing actress. She's fucking gorgeous. She's dating an amazing comedian, right?
Who is?
Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong girl. Never mind. All right, that looks like an okay trailer. I would have definitely... Sasha Baron Cohen's... I'm dyslexic as fuck. Sasha Baron Cohen. Baron Cohen? Clean your Mac. Oh, fuck. Cancel. I'm sure you can't hit cancel. You just got to click. All right, fuck it. Sorry, Sasha. Chance the Rapper got engaged to Kristen Corley. You know I'm a big Chance the Rapper fan.
Huge fan, yeah.
Dude, I've been a fan of his for... Almost a week.
Yeah.
He proposed to longtime girlfriend Kristen Corley, his brother Taylor Bennett. Well, that's interesting. His mom named him Chance the Rapper, but his brother Taylor Bennett? What? Obviously, she liked one kid more than the other. She's like, I'm going to call you Chance the Rapper. Why didn't she call him Bill the Football Player? What did she call him?
High hopes for him.
Taylor the Electrician. And he's like, Mom, why didn't you call me Chance the... Taylor, also the rapper. Proposed in the Hundens. I can't read. Untitled. Washington Post. The actor who played Jar Jar Binks in Star Wars says his hate for the character almost led him to suicide. Okay.
What? I heard he was getting a lot of shit online. Those Star Wars fans are attacking everyone.
Why didn't he just go, I'm not Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah, who? Well, he is in the credits.
Oh, whatever. Oof. Oh, we got to block this out. Free the nipple. Never mind. That was a personal one I Googled. Jean-Paul Gaultier had a free the nipple at... Yeah, block that out. See what Tom Cruise's stunt double was up to on the Fallout set in funny video. Now, these are normally posted and shot by the studio as like something they were doing as a lark. And if Tom Cruise is involved, a guarantee that this is pre-produced. Okay, here we go. Tom Cruise.
Stunt double. My name is Cooper Adrian, and I am Tom Cruise's stunt double on Mission Impossible Fallout. Tom does his own stunts, so I have
a sketch
downtime.
It's an insurance thing. Legally, we can't not have a double on set.
The job of a stunt double is to step in to cover what a star can't or won't do. So I can make a stunt really shine by not doing it. Is there any more salsa? I drive with Uber as my side hustle. I've got the extra time, so why not make the extra money, you know? Oh my God. Tom broke his ankle doing a stunt? Do you need me to come to set? You're just gonna shut down the entire production for several months? Oh, Tom Cruise is fantastic. From what I hear, the way people talk about him.
This is so good already.
Tom is so iconic. Even his run is iconic. So I have to embody that.
His run is like,
oh man. What I like about driving with Uber is that I control my schedule. I just drive when I want to. I'm never bored. I'm always moving. I meet a lot of great people who are very interested in what I do. See? There. Right there.
That's you?
No. But it could have been. I may not be doing any stunts here, but I will be watching the Mission Impossible world premiere live stream on the Uber YouTube channel on
July. Oh, this is an Uber.
YouTube.com/UberWorldwide.
Oh, this is fucking genius.
I can't wait to see all the stunts I didn't.
This is genius. This is a genius commercial. This is awesome. I'm so glad I watched this. I gotta watch him kick the table again.
The job of a stunt double is to step in to cover what a star can't or won't.
I gotta watch him kick the table again.
I drive the Uber as my side hustle.
Oh my God. All right. Good job, Sonny. That was fucking awesome. Oh, that was really fun. Oh, here's what the Seinfeld apartment would look like today. Fucking why? It wasn't real. Oh my God. I got stuck on best explosions on YouTube. There's something about me. Once you told me I'm chaotic, that I like chaos, yeah. I started looking at that going, yeah, I love watching explosions. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching explosion after explosion after explosion. And what's insane about explosions is really big ones have a shockwave. I think that's what the nuclear bomb is, such a big explosion, it vaporizes you because mm-hmm. that's the shockwave that goes out. This explosion is beautiful. It's one of the prettier ones I've seen. It destroys clouds. But more importantly, the guy is videotaping of it, and this isn't his first explosion. Okay? Watch this. Okay, here we go. There go the clouds.
Watch out for the shock, it's coming.
Listen to him. Listen to what he says.
Holy smoking Toledo's.
Holy smoking Toledo's. Holy. Dude, these explosions are fucking insane. By the way, if you do explosions, I would love to go on the set of one of your explosions and watch an explosion from far. Like, there's the first one they have on this thing is, this is beautiful. This is only if you're watching right now, but this is beautiful. It goes crystal blue under the boat and then explodes. Watch this. Watch this. Hold on. They do a shot from the side of the boat. I'm just going to show you. It's crazy that all the water's... Oh, did you see that? Let's see it again. Watch the water go blue. Watch, watch. Ready? Ready? I'll freeze it. I'll freeze it. I'll freeze it. Oh, I missed it. I'm watching explosion after explosion, and it's the shockwave that gets you. Watch this. Watch this. Oh, that might be a terrorist explosion. Ali Akbar. I think that means all. No, that's just, I'm sorry, that's racist. For real?
Allahu Akbar is, it's something like praise to Allah or something.
Yeah, but
like that.
If I was in, that's the same as me watching an explosion going, Jesus fucking Christ.
No.
No?
No, it's like, I pledge my allegiance to Allah and I die for him sort of thing.
Oh, that's
it's
what that guy just said.
Notoriously used before people
so then this
kill
is his,
themselves.
So this is this terrorist's first day because this is his reaction. He clearly is a part of this bombing. Clearly he is. No one videotapes a mountainside unless you know an explosion's coming. Clearly this is a terrorist. Clearly. This is definitely a terrorist. He's filming a fucking, like, with his phone, but it's his first day on the job. It's his first day to ISIS. He's a pledge. And so he's, like, this is hell week for him. So, like, bro, roll of quarters, explosives, go over there, blow up that, and then videotape it, show it to the brothers. And he's like, sure, sure, sure. And he is not prepared for the shockwave. Watch what happens. It just goes black. This is from another angle.
How deep did you go on explosion videos where you found terrorists?
Terrorists are really bad at filming their explosions. Every fucking terrorist explosion. Dude, this one, this guy just mad dogs it. He just stands in the street like, fucking come at me, bro. He's not standing there anymore. Dude, watch this. Watch this. You can see this is four bombs and it comes at the building and you can see it.
Are you just watching people die right now?
No. Look at this one. Fucking numbnuts didn't realize. Tidal wave. Tidal wave. Say goodbye to your camera. Don't know how you found that. If anyone wants to invite me on an explosion, like anyone in the military, I want to go military. Like, I will fly myself out. I just want to see an explosion in person. I want to feel it. Blessed explosion videos. What's this? This is fucking clickbait if I've ever seen it. Goodjobcracked.com. Why the cops won't help you when you're getting stabbed. That's the name of the video. And I'm like, wait, hold on. I got to watch that. And no. It's got 10,000 thumbs down because they never really get to why the cops won't help you. When push notifications turn into a moral dilemma, not watching that. Don't care. History of American Bulldogs. Sure, I'll watch an hour of that. Along with Doggo Argentinos. Have you ever seen a Doggo Argentino?
No, but you watched an hour of a bulldog documentary?
Okay, well, let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
I watched a 30-minute interview. Here, let's get to Big Boy. Pitfall Kennels. You know what Pitfall Kennels is?
Mm-mm.
I watched this. His brother.
Where you deal me at, man?
I love, dude, I just love the way Big Boy talks. It just sounds cool. I wish I could culturally appropriate. White people will never sound that cool. Listen to him.
Being a songwriter and producer, father, husband, dog breeder, to be able to jump from one thing to the next just keeps life exciting because I never know what's going to happen. I keep it playing while some choose to play it safe. Go check the resume, it's risky business in the A, in the A. Business-wise, I was taught by L.A. Reid. He always taught.
Look at the way you see the young picture of Andre
3000. Like when we first got our first.
Look at Andre 3000. He must have been 16 years old. He looks like a child in that picture. Anyway, I watched a documentary on Pitfall Kennels. Him and his brother, I think James is his brother's name. They raised these bully pit bulls. American staff. I'm not really sure. I watched the documentary, but I wasn't paying much attention. But his brother's really into dogs. And so they legit, I think his brother wanted to be a veterinarian, but just is in love with dogs. So he raises dogs. It's really fucking fascinating. Anyway, that got me into the history of the American Bulldog. American Bulldogs are gorgeous dogs. Look at this dog. We'll see an American Bulldog. Wait, this, I don't, Yeah, look at that. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Ooh, I think we rolled into a racist video on accident. The name of the kennels, Confederate Kennels with a K.
Oh.
I did not watch all of this. It looks like he's breeding these. Hartwell, Georgia.
I started with the American Bulldogs about 1968.
Can you hear that?
Not really.
White Bulldogs since the late 60s, probably 68, I got my first dog.
KK Kennels.
Wow. This
one's... My name's Alan Scott, and I live in Hammondville, Alabama.
This guy got clumped into Confederate Kennels. He's not even a... But you can't name your thing Confederate Kennels with a K. That, you just can't. I'm sorry, bro. I can't even watch a video. I can't even give you a platform on which to speak. But I can watch Doggo Argentinos. Oh, these dogs are badass.
I'm going to look those up.
1 million. Lord of the Dogs. Look at that fucking animal. Look at that... Dude,
there's one of these on the corner.
No,
it's a black one. Yeah,
no, the Doggo Argentinos are only white. I know what dog you're talking about.
Oh,
that's a Cane Corso. Oh, Doggo Argentinos are so fucking badass. So I got on the line to get to buy a Doggo Argentino, and Deadliest Catch, Sig Hansen sentenced in Uber assault case. That's what I love, is when you get real motherfuckers on TV, real motherfuckers who are crab fishermen, and real motherfuckers who smoke on camera nonstop, and then they get an Uber, and the guy talks back because he thinks they're a TV star, and they smack him on the jaw, and then they go, wait, you're a TV star, you can't behave like that, and he's like, my name's Sig. Are you kidding me? I fucking, by the way, when you're not shooting the TV show, I'm still a fucking crab fisherman. He's going to jail for 30 years.
For hitting an Uber driver?
Just made that up. Ed Sheeran sued for $100 million over song similarities. You know how much we love to listen to song similarities. So let's do it. Here we go. I'm going to play Ed Sheeran first. You tell me this just so you have a baseline of what it sounds like. Ed Sheeran right here. Me and you, let's get it on. That's it. Yeah, that does. Wow. Oh, this is a good song. Great fucking song. Wow, they don't make music like this. Actually, I guess they make music exactly like that. This. Ed Sheeran.
Take me into your loving arms.
Let's get it on.
I mean, it's really close.
Same chord progression. I didn't pick up on it, though, when I first heard the Ed Sheeran song. I didn't really connect the two.
This is what Ed Sheeran looks like?
Like the...
I didn't know this guy was... I thought this was the guy accusing Ed Sheeran.
No, that's the redheaded guy with a plaid shirt, probably. That's Ed Sheeran, dude. He's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Not anymore. It's going to Marvin Gaye's fucking family.
Again, you know how many lawsuits Marvin Gaye's family has won from artists?
Marvin Gaye, and he actually wasn't. Isn't that crazy? Nothing.
Well, didn't follow in the same footsteps as Chance the Rapper, I guess.
That was a good one. That was a good one. We're going to close out on Marvin Gaye songs. How much time have we done so far?
44.
Nice. We're going to keep it under an hour. Cool. We're going to bang out a bunch of these. Theo Vaughn's on Joe Rogan Experience right now. Chris Hardwick pushes back against the Me Too allegations. Father of the Year with David Spade. Let's watch that terror trailer. Who doesn't love David Spade? Father of the Year with David Spade. Here we go. On Netflix.
You've never gone skinny dipping.
I'm very insecure.
We're going right now. Ben, I think there's an acorn caught in your pubes.
Shut up.
I said skinny dipping, not mini dipping.
I should have just gone straight to New York to start my new job.
Come on, man. It's your dad, all right? You can handle this.
Does he live down there? Play it again.
Hey, Dad.
Get in here, you pussies.
I didn't bring a bathing suit.
Problem solved.
What are you doing? Oh.
Is that the lady?
Yes.
Hide, hide, hide. Oh, my God.
What's up, guy?
Hey. That guy came over here and tried to fight you. What would you do?
That guy's a Marine. I would take my beating like a true American.
Hey, who would you fight?
I'd totally fight your dad. Let me put it this way. My dad looks like a human Muppet, and I'm 100% sure he could kick your dad's ass.
Who do you think would win?
He's a lot bigger than you. He'd probably be sober, which is a huge plus.
Do you know how many fights I've been in?
I don't know.
Six. Seven if you count that little dust up I had at the used car lot. My kids lost all fucking faith in me.
Benjamin.
There's a storm brewing on Maple Street. I'm here to settle this debate our kids are having.
What's the debate?
We don't really care about you guys fighting.
I think you do.
You got 5 seconds to swing.
No, I
five,
said I
four,
don't.
Five, four, three, two, and the gazelle flees.
Dad!
Where is that motherfucker?
How come you're not in New York?
I body slammed my dad off a roof.
Are we in jail?
And then they arrested us.
You know, with your one phone call last night, you called me
and I lost my job.
So you'll drop the charges?
Get me a pool, I'll drop the charges.
How about a bird bath?
Why? I don't have any fucking birds.
I fucked up his life pretty bad. I gotta make it right.
I just got us a meeting
at ISG.
We're getting your job back.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna make this right for you.
What?
No.
This is our VR meeting space.
Oh, fuck! I'm a kangaroo!
That's not real.
Everybody down! We got a pelican! Ah, fuck!
Some people say I'm unstable, and I snap.
I got you!
That was a snap.
All right, I'm in. July 20th, Father of the Year, I'll watch it. David Spade makes me laugh hard as fuck. Anthony Bourdain bio, what did we just say? Ooh, Lisa Lampanelli had a meltdown. Here, let's get all out of all these tabs first, and we'll close on that. No, we're closing on a Marvin Gaye song. Here, let's type in Marvin Gaye. What do you think the top Marvin Gaye song is?
Let's Get It On.
No, Marvin Gaye and Meghan Trainor? What's going on? Wow, he's got a lot of good songs. Sexual Healing? Whoa, Let's Get It On's got 76 million. Ain't No Mountain High Enough? Marvin Gaye is a fucking beast.
Oh, yeah.
Terry Crews will not be in the next something movie, Expendable 4, because the producers threatened me, said, I guess. SNL Pete Davidson, new movie to star in Syracuse. Nice. Excited for him. With Machine Gun Kelly, who's going to be at Roverfest in a couple weeks. I'm going to be at the Hilarities then.
Big Boy's going to be there too. Are
yeah,
you excited?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
You're going to announce him on stage? That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. All I got to do is intro. Let's see if I can. Let's work on my. You know, we're not going to spread negative shit about Lisa Lampanelli. Russell Simmons faces new rape allegations after former Def Jam assistant files them. You know, part of Russell Simmons got to be like, why didn't you come out with everyone else? You got to wait like three fucking 6 months, and I thought I was through this. I've talked about this in therapy. I thought everyone was cool with me again, and then you come out. That's why I fired you. That, and you wouldn't fuck me. Tool Maynard James.
Read that.
Yeah, that bums me out.
There's a lot of like stuff online with very similar stories from that girl.
From that, wait, what?
So there was somebody who made a thread about how she hooked up with him, or was forced to have sex with him, basically.
Yeah.
And so different websites have been kind of coming forward, like Reddit. Someone will do a thread where they'll talk about them having the pretty much same exact experience
as she did.
Yeah, she's 17. She's in the audience. Somebody from his team comes and goes, do you want to come meet Maynard? And they go, yeah, can my boyfriend come? And they're like, no, there's only room for one. So she brings a 17-year-old to the tour bus.
So a lot of people are saying that this exact same thing happened to them?
Pretty much, yeah.
Same movie?
Same movie.
It bums me out. I wanted to meet Maynard James. Not that way, obviously.
I don't think you're his type.
Well, you know what? We've learned anything with Chris Hardwick. Innocent until proven guilty. The fucking internet slammed that guy, and then he's published so much shit. Let's go back to that. Let's see what the internet, because I think it's only fair to give both sides a fucking fair representation. Let's see what it said about Chris Hardwick. Saving an iguana 4 miles offshore. Interesting. Conversations with my dog. Huh? I cannot open YouTube on open tabs. Because I just get fucked. I'm getting out of here. I got to see conversations with my dog. Let's just see what this is.
Hey, Caesar. Should we go to the gym? Excuse you. Should we go to the gym? Do you want to go work out? Want to go work out? No?
Oh, my God.
You want to go outside and go potty first? No.
No.
Do you want breakfast? So if we eat breakfast.
Oh my God, this dog fucking says yes or no.
Then can we go potty? Yeah. Okay. And then after we potty and eat breakfast, then can we go to the gym? Can we go to the gym? I'm going to go to the gym. Are you going to come? You want to stay home? You want to stay home?
I bet this girl's hot as fucking shit.
You don't want to go to the gym?
No, okay, he doesn't want to go to the gym. Oh my God, I got to see a picture of this girl. Do you hear the trash truck in the back? This is all conversations she has with her dog. Her whole YouTube page is conversations she has with her dog.
What's by the way, YouTube page?
I just closed it.
Oh, cool.
Top 10, 20 most annoying songs. Not going to talk about Lisa Lampanelli's meltdown. Didn't seem that bad. I've had worse. Here, Chris Hardwick. Here's Chris Hardwick. TMZ Live. Did that sound like the real guy? Did that sound like the real guy? TMZ Live.
When Chris Hardwick and Chloe Dykstra broke up, of course, she posted an essay.
I think Chloe Dykstra's hot as fucking shit, for the record.
Mm-hmm.
She's beautiful.
Saying that she was emotionally and sexually abused by Chris, and that set off a whole chain
reaction.
This
is 6 minutes long. I'm not watching this shit. Sorry. Sorry, Chris. I know that he released a bunch of stuff that I don't know if it exonerates him, but it says that, look, fucking relationships are complicated. That's basically, I think, what he said. And I don't think she's said anything since. Just stinks that someone loses everything over a bad relationship or being a little controlling. I do not think he sexually assaulted her, only because I've been talking to my wife about that, because I do a lot of the, like, I throw a temper tantrum if we don't have sex. Mm-hmm. And that can't constitute. Although I did have a joke that I've told a couple times, but I don't tell a lot. But I was like, the joke was, do you ever have sex with someone who didn't want to have sex with you? Not rape, but you know. And because I've had sex with my wife when she doesn't want to have sex with me. And technically, that's not. All right, let's get out of this conversation to Chris Hardwick, 20 most annoying songs. Let's do an annoying song, okay? We built this city. My humps. We are the world. Macarena. 1 week. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. And that's not bad. Who let the dogs out? Who? Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Nickelback. That looks like Dax Shepard.
He does. They do kind of look the same.
Take My Breath Away by Berlin. Great song. Mambo Number 5. Like it. Disco Duck by Rick Dees. You're Beautiful by James Blunt. The Joker? No. Wannabe by Spice Girls. Prap by Pico Taro. Prap? Pap? Pap. Pap. I've never heard this song. Pap. You ready?
Yeah.
Pap. Pap.
P-P-A-P.
I can do this.
I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. I have a pen. I have pineapple. Pineapple pen. Apple pen. Pineapple pen. Pen pineapple apple pen.
Pen pineapple apple pen. Pen pineapple apple pen.
Dance time.
I wish you were watching this.
I have a pen.
I have an apple pen.
Long pen.
I don't mind it. Rock the Boat by Hughes Corporation. Rock the boat, don't rock the boat. Fat boys rock the boat, don't push the boat over. Cher. My girl likes to party all the time. Party all the time. Party all the time. My girl likes to thong, 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 thong. I wonder if I can do one song where I incorporate all these. Boom, boom. Some people call me the pineapple. Pen, pineapple. Let's hear Disco Duck. All right, we got to wrap this up. I remember this from when I was a kid. Rick Dees is a big DJ.
Went to a party the other night. All the ladies were treating me right. Moving my feet to the disco beat. All of a sudden I begin to change. I was on the dance floor acting strange. Flapping my arms, I begin to cluck.
Have you ever heard this?
No.
Look at me, I'm the disco.
You know who he lost his job to? Rick Dees is the DJ in California. You know who he lost his job to? Ryan Seacrest.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew who Rick Dees was. All right.
I can't imagine why.
That was novelty. That was like high-end entertainment in the 80s. That was probably in the 70s if it's disco. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to end on Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On. And I hope you have a fantastic week. We're going to let the music play you out. I'm going to go wake up Isla. She's still fucking asleep.
Really?
She's asleep. I think she took an Ambien last night. She slept. It's 1:50 in the afternoon. Leanne's got to be here. I pulled my hamstring. I'm going to be in Cleveland. That's my only date all month. I'm taking this month off. I'm relaxing and I'm resting with my family. And I am not working at all. That's it. Two dates. I got two shows, four shows in Cleveland. The 18th and 19th, I think, or the 19th and 20th. And then Rover Fest is on the... And then we start back up at the beginning of the month. I'm in Houston next month, August. Big month in August. Big month in August. Big month in August. What's happening in August? Oh, I don't know. You'll have to see. Ooh, secret time? Secret time? Secret time? I think it's going to happen later in the month. Let's get it on, everybody. Marvin Gaye, have a great day. Sorry this was late, by the way. Ooh. Oh, you don't hear that anymore, the crackle. That was that. You know what? That was the 60s. Is this thing on? Can I get a head check? Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You hear the radio just scratching. Let's start it over.
Let's get it on.
Wow, I kind of want to fuck. All right, have a great week, everybody.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.